Yeah, Daf Ayin Lamed Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the Shaila of the Gemara. Yibar Yilohu. Leben Taima Yesh Ba Mishum Shviras Etzem Oy Ein Ba Mishum Shviras Etzem. Since Ben Taima was Makish Chagigit Akodin Pesach Lechol Hilchisera, so the Gemara was a Shaila is a Nisab Shviras Etzem by a Chagigit. What is the Shaila? So there's a special miyut by the Isser of Shviras Etzem. Etzem loisishperu boy is a miyut. Davke boy v'loy bechagige. I do mahai boy bekosher v'loy bepasel udos. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a raya from a baraisa. Sakin shenimtseis barbo oso. Person found a sakin barbo oso. Sheikhet bo miyat. So he's permitted to shecht with it. And even if there is a chash that maybe it was tamei, but he can assume that the bailam who lost it, tabled it, Yom Yud Gimel, in order that he should have Harif Shemes, in order that he should be able to use it for Yom Yud Dalet. So he can assume that it was getabled Yom Yud Gimel. Bishloisha also. What if he found the sack in Yom Yud Gimel? So then, there's a suffix. Maybe it was Tameh, and maybe the Bailam as yet did not have a chance to table it. Maybe he did table it. So Shayne El Matzvah. So then he has to table it. Yom Yud Gimel, he has to table it because there's no chazoke, there's no anansadi that he found a getable to sakin. Kaifit, what if he found a kaifit which is a sakin gogul, which is oimed l'shviras atomitz? So bein bozeh, say he found Yud Gimel, bein bozeh, say he found Yud Dalet, shayne umatvo. So he has to table it. So why, when he finds Yud Dalet, does he have to table it? L'chayre, we say, whatever a person will use Yud Dalet, he tables Yud Gimel. So vayis tachayis, that he has no use for a kaifetz in Yud Dalet. Money. So who does this paraisa go according to? Ilay marabonon, if it's going according to the rabbonon. Rabbanon holds Zichah that Shviras Etzem is Mutter B'chagige, it's not hookish at all to Korban Pesach. Is Maish from a Mele, so according to the Rabbanon, every person, just like he tables his Sakinim B'yayin Yud Gimel, in order to be able to shecht with them, he also will table his Kaifetz B'yayin Yud Gimel, in order to make Shviras Atzomis on his Chagige B'yayin Yud Aleph. So Ilema Rabbanon Maishna Sakim the Matvul, why do I assume that the person who lost it was Matvul the Sakim the Chazila Pesach? Because it's Chayfa Kalm Pesach, Kaifetz Nami, a Chazila Chagige. So Kaifetz is Chazila Chagige, so why shouldn't he tovel his Kaifetz Yom Yud Gimel? So if you find it Yom Yud Dalet, you should be permitted to use it. Elala, so we have to say that this Barais is going the Ben Taima, it's going according to Ben Taima. According to Ben Taima, we'll say that a Chagige is also B'Shviras Etzem. So Memele, so Yom Yud Gimel, he had no reason to table the Kaifetz. Yom Yud Dalet, he doesn't need a Kaifetz. Because the Chagig is also also B'Shviras Etzem. Yom Tesvav will need a Kaifet, so he has time to table it Yom Yedalet. El Alav de Ben Taimi Yishma Mino Yesh Bo Mishum Shviras Etzem. So we see, according to Ben Taimi, that there's an Isser Shviras Etzem. So the Gemara says, Loi. Loi Lam Rabbono. Could be this is going according to the Rabbono. According to the Rabbanon, you ask the one should definitely table his kaifetz, Yom Yud Gimel, in order to use it on the Chagige that he's going to bring Yom Yud Dalet. Chigoyin Shebo B'Shabbos. The Baraisa is speaking about that, that Yom Yudalet is Shabbos. If Yom Yudalet is Shabbos, so Memele, he can't. If Yom Yudalet is Shabbos, there is no Chagiga. You don't bring a Chagiga, it's not Teiche Shabbos. So Memele, so he doesn't bring a Chagiga Erev Pesach, so he doesn't have to table. He doesn't have to table Yud Gimel for the Chagiga because there's no Chagiga. Chagain Shebo B'Shabbos. So you're telling me, so the Gemara is saying Na'ala Halacha, that if Erev Pesach is Chaliyah, is B'Shabbos, one cannot use the Kaifetz to shecht with because he wasn't table at Yom Yud Gimel because he doesn't need a Yom Yud Al. Like the Gemara, the halach is a falsha halach. A mediktoni seife chal arbo oso liyos b'shabbos. We learned the seife says, the halach that you said, pumfakel. If arbo oso is chal liyos b'shabbos, shaychet bo miyat, then he's allowed to use the kaifetz. Pumfakel. If Shabbos is Erev Pesach, he's allowed to use the kaifetz. Nobody's allowed to use the kaifetz as a poshet to cheshbon. Because since, for tesvav, he zichah needs the kaifetz. So normally, we say, he did not toivel at Yud Gimel, because he could toivel at Yud Dalet. But if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so he can't toivel at Yud Dalet, and he needs it for tesvav, so he toiveled at Yud Gimel. So memeile, if chal, Abaasa liyas b'shabes sheichet b'miyat, so he shecht right away. He could shecht with the kaifetz. Ubachamisha also sheichet b'miyat or another halacha. What happens if he found the kaifetz yontif? It's also sheichet b'miyat because the it was zicha getaybled before yontif. So it's also sheichet b'miyat. Another case of Sheikhet Bamiyad, Nimtzeis Kaifetz Kshura Lasakin. He found the Kaifetz tied up with the Sakin, and this is Tamaze, Yom Yudalet, he finds them together tied up. So, just like the Sakin is Getaival, so if the Bailam tied the Kaifetz together with the Sakin, so some of the Kaifetz is also Roy for Kotchim. So Nimtzeis Kaifetz Kshura Lasakin, Arei Kisak. Aber al kapone mechlal de reishe lav b'shabes askin. The halacha that you had wanted to say that if erev pesach is chaliyos b'shabes, so then if erev pesach is chaliyos b'shabes, so then you cannot assume that the kaifetz was getaybled since there's no chagige. It's pumfakel. It's chaliyos b'shabes, the kaifetz is zichah getaybled because he had a table at erev Shabbos because of the chagigas tesvo. I saw Rav Shmuel brings down a kasha on the Marsha on Daf Samach Vav. On Daf Samach Vav, he had Tosfos asks a kasha. You need a kli shoris. You need a kli shoris to shecht a korban Pesach. So Tosva says that they were magdish the sakinim, so they didn't have a kli shoris. There is a machlekes the kalne re'aim and the marsha. What is pshat in Tosva? We had the ma'aser before. They asked Hillel Ashayla. What is the halacha if you do not bring your sakin Erev Shabbos? So Hillel said that Bnei Nevi'im, and we, in Shabbos, they brought the sakinim. They were teicher them b'tzemach, b'kolben Pesach. And they weren't magdish the kolben Pesach. Like this would be a shayla from doing avoida with a kolben. And that's how they brought the sakinim with the kolben Pesach in Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash. So Taisus had asked Akasha, but you can't use a sack and you need a klishoris. So Taisus answered that they were magdashit. So the Marsha says they were magdashit Erev Shabbos. They didn't bring it. They didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash Erev Shabbos, but they were magdashit Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to be magdash a sack and in Shabbos. You're not allowed to be magdash in Shabbos. The Kalni Raim says, just like the Gemara says, that you're allowed to be Magdash HaKov in Pesach and Shabbos, since the Shchitas HaPesach is Berich HaShabbos. So who Adin? Chayvish Magdash Adam is Pischei B'Shabbos, V'chikigosu B'yonte. So the Gemara says that you could be Magdash to Kov in Pesach. Zuk the Kalni Raim, just like you be Magdash to Kov in Pesach, she allowed to be Magdish the Sakin, that you're going to Shech to Kov in Pesach also in Shabbos. But it's a machloikis. It's not so poshut, the Jews tell of the Kalni Raim, because the Bishlam with the Kolben Pesach, since the Shechita is Deiche Shabbos, so they said the Hegdish is also Deiche Shabbos. But the Sakin, it's not so poshut. But come on, the Kalni Raim says you could be Magdish the Sakin in Shabbos, the Marshal Vais says she cannot be Magdish the Sakin in Shabbos. So, so the Kalni Raim brings a raya from our Gemara to his Yesod. The Gemara says that Chal Abba Osalihis B'Shabbos Shoichet Bo Miyad. He uses, of a person found a Koifetz Shabbos, this Shoichet Bo Miyad, he's permitted to shecht with it. Now, a Koifetz is not Oymed, the Rashi said, most people don't shecht with a Koifetz. That's why I don't assume that it was getabled. You know, it's a very large knife, and you have to be a big mumcha to use this to shecht a behemah with. Normally, it's not oimed l'shchita. It's oimed for shviras atzomis. Here it says, shoichet d'fifa av l'koifetz in Shabbos, so since we know that he toivled the koifetz, that's for sure, because the Balaam will need it for Sunday, for the chagigas tazvav, so memele shoichet bo miyat. So the Shabbos, watch out shoichet bo miyat, you need a kli shoris. And the Bailam is Tomei, you have no right to assume that the Bailam was Magdish it. Because why should the Bailam be Magdish as Koifetz? Why people do not use a Koifetz for Sak and Shel Shchita? So Mamela, why people were not Magdish their Koifetz? So Mamela, so why is it Sheikhet Bo Miyat? So the Kalni Raim learns Pshat, Sheikhet Bo Miyat means it will be Magdish it now in Shabbos. See, if you can be Magdish, HaKoifetz, and Shabbat, so it's good. So the Braisen says, Shoichet bo miyad, you shecht it. You can assume it's Torah, and that's Klishonis, you'll be Magdish it. But according to the Marsha, that holds that you cannot be Magdish, you cannot be Magdish in Shabbos the Sakin, it's very schwer, the Shoichet bo miyad. So very, Gvaldike Horeb. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Vamediktoni Sefer Chal Yudal Diyes B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, you can't tell me this halacha that the Baraisa is speaking about that Erev Pesach was in Shabbos and there was no Chagige, and that is why and that is why they did not toivel the Koifetz Yom Yud Gimel. Because the Sefer Shteinit is like, Chal Yudbal Adliyas B'Shabbos, the Kelt, you can use the Koifetz. So the Gemara asked Akasha with Bekiyas, that means from the Sefer, you see that the Reisha cannot be speaking about, the Erev Pesach with Chal B'Shabbos. The Imtayim of Akasha, why did they bring Bekiyas? Amay loy parich I B'Shabbos, Eichi Shori Lahat Chol Kelot. The Baraisa says, if you found a koifetz bein bezeh, shayne umatful, you toivel it. So you toivel it, say you found it, you gimel, say you found it, you dalad, you toivel it. So if you dalad was chaliyas b'shabbos, how could you toivel a sakin shabbos? Hakaimalon de loy mazin v'loy toivel. At Taisus Kasha. V'lai pilchi. Yikala meima, shayna matro does not mean, you have to table it. La'acha yonte. Not now. Now you can't table it, Taka. You found a koifet shayim yudalit, so you cannot assume that it was getoibel shayim yudgimel because they didn't bring the bumping a chagigi shayim yudalit, so it's not getoibel. So memeli you'll table it la'acha yonte. V'yudalit v'yudgimel ametziyakoi. You found it yudgimel, you found it yudalit. But shayna matro is later. The Rishash asks Akasha that the Gemara says that that what you're not permitted to be matful a keli in Shabbos, that tafke if the keli was nitma ba'ava tume, so the keli is tume min atoira. If the keli was nitfal with ablada tume, so the keli is only tume mid rabbon and you're allowed to toivel it in yonta. As I state, I think he brings a gemara in Bayim. So memele, so you see by a tume da rabbon, you're allowed to toivel in yonta. So memele, so he asks a kasha, so he doesn't understand Tosfos kasha. Bemison we had in the first Perek, Stam Kalim, Kalim hamim tzoyim b'Yerushalayim atoya. They weren't goyze b'chlal on Stam Kalim. This whole Indian of being toivelit or relying on chazoka that it was getoivel is only a chumra l'gabi kotshim. L'gabi kotshim, they were machmer, that's Loshna Rambam, that you can't, even though Stam Kalim b'Yerushalayim atoya, they were machmer, that you have to toivelit, or unless you have a hechich that was getoivelit already. But this is a chumra b'rabbonim. So like the Rishas, so since this is, this whole thing is a chumra d'rabbanon, so it's not worse than nitma bevlada tome, that you permitted to be toivel in yontev. So like the Salat Tais Viskashe. That who says loy toivelin, loy mazin, that's speaking about if it's tome min atoire. So then there's an iso tvila, but this is only a tume d'rabbanon. He lives with a kashe. Bar Shmuel brings down a very geshmaket teretz. He wants to say there's a difference between nitma bevlada tume or argamore. Nitma bevlada tume means that in reality there's no tume on the keli. A vlada tume cannot be metama keli. So it's a tume derabon. By tume derabon there were matter to be toivel. Argamore pshat is midarabonon I am chayish and it was tume min hatoirem. That means I don't have to declare. Minatay, you don't have to declare that it was tummy. You can sell the keli on chazokim. But midarabonan, I declare that it's tummy minatayre. So on such a tummy, Taisvis holds you're not allowed to toivel. Al koponim, we're back to the raya. We have a baraisa. The baraisa says that one cannot use a kofetz. One cannot use a kofetz in he found an Erev Pesach, so based on Chayis, that they're not toivel the Kofetz Yom Gimel. So the Shaila was, why not? Why shouldn't you toivel the Kofetz Yom Gimel? You'll need it for the Chagigah. So it's alright, it's going according to Ben Taima. Ben Taima holds, you cannot use the Kofetz on the Chagigah because this is of Shvira says. So Moses says no. Ve'elo Shebo B'merubah. You know why? We're repeating the same type of teretz that we said before, but we avoid the problems that we had before. The Gemara says, Shebo b'merubah. That means the reason we do not rely that the kofetz was nitbal yoimid gimel, because we're chayish that this was that the bailam wasn't toivelit, yud gimel, because it was bo b'merubah. He had there was a small amount of menuyim on his Korban Pesach. So he had no intentions of bringing a chagigah. He has problems finishing off the Korban Pesach. There's only 3 menuyim on the Korban Pesach. So memele, so he doesn't need a chagigah at all. So memele, so that's why he didn't toivel the kofetz, because he doesn't need a kofetz. So memele, so that's why he has to toivel the kofetz. Frek the Gemara mino yodi. How does the Bailim know Yoim Yod Gimel that'll be Bo b'merube? Let us see Rashi. B'merube b'chaburim mo'etes sha'pesach merube lehem. The Pesach is sufficient for them. V'lo yaviu chagige. They won't bring a chagige. So if they won't bring a chagige, so who adin? So you don't need a kofetz. Frag the Gemara, Mino Yodi Habailim Bishloisha Osa. How can the Bailim know? Shloisha Osa Shitahei Chabulosai Muetes. That his Chabu is going to be Muetes. Harei Kol Sho Boin Venimnim Olav Anoshime Alma. This is every hour. People come. If he has a Korban Pesach, they come and they're Moine and his Korban Pesach. Nirashi says what mini is v'koinin lahen boy chelik min abaylam. Rashi says mini is that they purchase a chelik from the bank. That's called menuyim. עד שעה שחיתה. So till the שעה שחיתה, he has no idea if he'll need a חגיגה or not. He'll כך, להקים לי שתהיה חבור המועטס, so he can never know, להקים לי, מנה, להקים לי שתהיה חבור המועטס will be a small חבור, he can never know. So Yom Yud Gimel, he has to be a Reyes and Eilat, who knows, maybe tomorrow will be packed. There'll be so many minuyim on his Kalb and Pesach. So Mamela, in order to avoid problems, umat vil the kaifetz. So therefore he's tabled the kaifetz, shema yaviyu chagiga v'yitzvach ala shvira satzomets. God from the Lashon of Rashi, the Dvar Shmuel brings from the Migdash David, a very interesting diak. There's a suffix from the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech has a suffix. When did they bring Chagigas Yudalit? When did they bring it? Now, we learned before in the beginning of Talmud Nishchat that the Kolben Pesach was Nishchat after the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim, even though there's an Isser of Hashlome, Allah Hashlem, but we have by Talmud it says Arbayim, and here it says Erev Obein Arbayim. Is Meulcha Pesach Shenema Be'erev Obein Arbayim from Talmud. So that's Kolben Pesach. Kolben Chagiga, the Mishnah Melech Klels, the only pasuk we have in the Kolben Chagiga, the most it says is Erev. More than Erev, it doesn't say. So the Mishnah Melech Klels, if maybe you have to be makrev after Chatzos, but l'chayre, tainas, you're not makrev after the Kolben Pesach, or the bisman the Kolben Pesach, there's a shal of an esav ha'shlome. What right do you have to be makriv the chagige b'shash shchitas ha-pesach? That's after the tamid shel bein arbayim. There's an essay of hashlame. But al kaponim Rashi weiss technit hazeh. Rashi weiss tois. Rashi says minna yodi abayil b'shloi shoshu seichav losim etas haikol shaboy medinu molam anoshim alme v'koinim lohen boi chelik min abayilam ad shashchite hilkech loikim lo ishitei chabur amuretes from the Ritas Loshon of Rashi Vaistois that till the shashchite he doesn't know if he'll need a chagiga or not. That means that the till the shashchite is insecure, so he'll never know if he'll need a chagiga till then. So what that is always given is that yemakrev the chagiga in bizman shchites ha-pesach, which is taka problematic. How are you allowed to do it? Al kaponim, let's get back to the Gemara. So we wanted to say one teretz that it's going according to the Rabbanon, but it's an Erev Pesach, they don't bring a chagige because it's Shabbat. So the Gemara says, no, Erev Pesach saliz b'Shabbat shizicha toivul the koikot. Then we wanted to say a second teretz that it's speaking about that the Bailam knows that he won't need a chagige, that's why he's not toivul the koikot. So the Gemara says there's no such thing, the Bailam never knows. Speaking about a Pesach Shabo Betume, a Pesach Shabo Betume, it's not a Chagige, it's not Bo'imai Betume. So Memele, so Baruch Hashem, so now we have an Eitzah, the Pesach is Bo Betume. So since it's Bo Betume, we know Yudale, there will not be a Krovas a Chagige. So Memele, so he didn't table his Kaifetz Yud Gimel, he has to Yudale to table it for Tezvo. Frek the Gemara, Saif Mino Yodi, how do they know it's going to be Bo Betume? How do they know it's going to be Bo Betume? So the Gemara, the Mis Nosi, the Nosi died. Rashi says there's a mitzvah to be Metame, to be Misasik Bekvuras HaNosi, and Klal Yisrael was Metame themselves, Gans Klal Yisrael was Metame themselves, it's Meiridik. Somebody went into a Risi Kibinyan to be metame to Mesoyo, like this, how Rav Yisrael was metame to the Nosi, L'chayre. Anyway, so the Nosi died, so Klal Yisrael will be metame to the Nosi. If Klal Yisrael will be metame to the Nosi, so then will be a Pesach Abo Betume. So a Pesach Abo Betume, so Memele is no Chagige, so Memele, they didn't table the Kaifetz. So my mail on me, Baruch Hashem and Eitze, to understand the Bereise, why you cannot shecht with the koifetz because the koifetz was unnecessary to be used yom yodalet because it's bo betume. Fred the gemorim, the mis nosi emas. When did the nosi die? Ilema the mis b'shloisha also. If the nosi died shloisha also. Sakin lomali the mitfalei. So why did he table the sakin? The Gemara, the Baraisa said that if you find the sakin, he doesn't have to table the sakin. The sakin is toil. If you find the koivitz, you have to table the koivitz because the koivitz is toil. So now, why did that person, why didn't he table the koivitz? Because he knows that if it was mishloisha also, so everyone knows that there'll be a Pesach Abo Betumah. A Pesach Abo Betumah, he doesn't have to table the sakin either. He doesn't have to table the sakin, so why do we say the sakin is toil? Because we assume he did table the sakin. B'shloisha also sakin lomali de mitzvah. So why did he table the sakin yom yud gimel? If the nasi died yom yud gimel, the ela de mis bar b'osa. No, you have to say that the nasi died bar b'osa. So b'smaishna sakin de mitzvah la maishna koyvitz the loy mitzvah la. So Mamanushek. So he died Yudalit. So Yud Gimel, nobody knew that they're going to be metame themselves. Yud Gimel, the Nasi was still alive, Yud Gimel. So Yud Gimel, you have to table your sakin, you have to table your kaifetz. Pashit, they were under the impression, Yud Gimel, that they're going to bring a chagiga tomorrow. So why did he table the sakin, Yud Gimel? Why didn't he table the kaifetz? So the Gemara, Amor de Ki Gemara, Leitzriche, the Nasi Geises Bishloisha Osa. The Nasi was a Geises Bishloisha Osa. So Memele, so they had a Suffolk. Ali Yidne had a Suffolk, Shloisha Osa, what's gonna be tomorrow? With the Nasi Starben, with the Nasi Nit Starben, one Suffolk. So the Gemara say, Sakin de Chat Zweike Matvolo. So by the Sakin, there's one Suffolk. Yes, a Suffolk. Listen, if the Nasi was starben, then I don't need a Torah to get a Sakin. I don't have to battle it. What's the sign is the Nasi was not starben, the Tillum was helfen, so then I do need a Sakin. So I should take a chance. No, I won't take a chance. So he goes and he's table the Sakin. So Mamela, so the Sakin is table. Koivitz, the Treis Veike, loy matfala. But the Koivitz, he thinks like this. First of all, maybe the Nasi will die, so there won't be a chagig. So I have to table the koifetz today. And I feel that the Nasi won't die, but maybe I will need a chagig tomorrow. Because maybe I'll be Bobby Merube. Maybe I won't have such a popular Kolben Pesach. Maybe it'll be, so he has two tzadim, he won't need a koifetz. He has already two tzadim. That maybe he won't need a koifetz, is you don't have already a vadai that he was table the koifetz. So memele, so therefore if you find the koifetz, you have to table it, you're dalet. That's the Gemara's teret. I think we'll understand the Gemara a little better if the Yidin, Mestamad ends and even Briske Yidin, when they tabled their koifetz, they were medagdik and all hilchus chatzitze. So Mamela took 2 hours to table their koifetz. So Mamela, if they had a svek sveike, maybe they won't need the koifetz. So Mamela, now they say over Psamerdi Kemaisa, once a Rosh Hashiva came into an Esrik store, and it was between Yom Kippur and Sukkis, and the first day Sukkis was on Shabbos. So he said like this, Bittle Teres at the Raisa, Esrig is at the Rabbana, give me any Esrig you want. Al Kaponim, he didn't have too much time to ponder on the Esrig. So Mestama does Eichet Gwen the Zal Bazaar. And though 2.5 hours to patch get in with the Koifetz, and maybe he won't even need it for tomorrow. Can I be Heint Launin? Mestama, you'd give him a Benis and there are other important things to do. So Mamelis, and he has a Svek Svek and a Choychet dazu. My Mamish, he's gewahr von Zeit today. So Memele, so with a Svek Sveke, he stooped it up for tomorrow. One Sofik, it wasn't Kedai to stoop up the Tvil of the Sake. Zot Rashi, Shabo Betume, Sheroiv Tzibot Meir. Now, Bizman Shabo Betume, when it's Bo Betume, אין מביאין אימוי חגיגה. Then you don't bring a חגיגה. וזה המויצא תויר. This person that, וזה המויצא תויר. So, לחיירה, if it's בוא בתומה, so why does he need a תויר דקסקן? So Rashi says, וזה המויצא תויר. The person who found it now was Toyer. V'af al pi sha'af ha-tahoyrim oisim betume im ha-tzibo. So even though the tahoyrim are also oisim betume im ha-tzibo, so why does he have to be matfulit? Matfilu lo shabo bo ha-tzomas chagigas. Chamisha oso sha'ine bo betume. He's matfulit for chamisha oso. V'no yodi abaylam b'shloi sha'oso k'shematfilin tzakineyim שירויב ציבו תמאים, that רויב of the ציבו will be תמאים. So the Gemara says, the מיסנוסי הוא מצווה לכל ישראל לסעסד בו. זה מצווה כלי סולטים עם מטעם את הנוס. נאמה בשלוי שעשו כשהיו מטעם כליים, דהרד הרידאי, צעקם למה לא לתבו לי למורי, והיו עשיד לתומה. וזה המייצים תוירו למה מחזיקה בתוירו, ושייכת בושה מחגיגוסי ביונטב. Who says the Bailam will not believe. Hello, the Miss Babos. She's been claiming that you'd give me a trick in Babos, and I'll give you a trick in Babos. Okay, Gamas, a Kaifetz, it's been. She was at some of the Gigas Babos, so he tabled in the Kaifetz also. So the Gemara says, no, the Nazi was a Gaisis Yud Gimel, and he was a Gaisis Yud Gimel, and he died Yud Alam. But no, he was a Gaisis Yud Gimel. So the Gemara says, Maishna Saknam Rinan Atfale Morame Esmael, Meishne Kaifetz Lomrinen Atzvel Baal Meyesme. So Gmol, Letzirch the Nasi Geises Vishloi Shas, and the Gassin in the Meis Barbos, and the Mali Meis, Mali Loi Meis. Dikir is, he was a Geises, Shem Yud Gimel. Sakin Dechat Zveiko, Dikir Lameima, Shem O Yom Vos Hanasi Viyei Osu Pesach Betumim. So only one subject, maybe the Nasi will die. Meshem Ach Zveiko Lai Imna Malad Bila. Because of one tzofik, he won't bemenei himself and being matpul the sakim. The atpulo, and he was matpul the sakim. The chai yishem alo yamas. Maybe the nasi won't die. The yeyosa pesach betare. Avul koivet zetrei svechi yislei. Misal kilei mitoyres tzvila. So that he doesn't have any interest to be matpul the koivet. So what? Shem alo yamas. Lo yavir chagigas. לאי באבוס ולבחמישוס. אפילו לא יומו, שם אני לא יפתח לך גיגס אבוס, ושתי חבילוס עם מועטת. ויובי פסח במרובל, וביונוף מיתן דקור בפסח. ואם יש שם לך גיגס חג חמישוס, עדיין יש שוס להתפילו ביובלת, שיהיה פעם תטוב לביובלת. הילקח לאי אפל מורו בשלוי שעוס. זוכת גמר הביתה. We have a very interesting Gemara over here. Tanya, Yehuda ben Dortoi Pirish. Yehuda ben Dortoi was Pirish from Chachomim. He was Nivdal from all the Chachmei Adar. Hu ve Dortoi benoi. Vaholach ve Yoshev loi bedor. And he moved out of Yerushalayim. He moved to the Dorim of Yerushalayim. Now, why did he, what incited him to leave, to be perish from all the Chachamim? Afrumkeit. Omar. That year, Erev Pesach was Chal B'Shabbos. He held that a Chagig is Doiche Shabbos. That's what Ben Dortoi held. Chagig is Doiche Shabbos. The Chachamim held that a Chagig is not Doiche Shabbos. So he said, "Im yovei le yov, v'yoyim alam li Yisrael mitnei malo chagaktem chagige b'Shabbes." You're going to ask Akasha, "Why didn't you bring a kol chagige?" Ma'in oimrim loy. What are they going to say? He didn't want to be there when that question will be posed. Tameini al shnei gdoilei hader shmaya v'avtalim shein chachomim gdoilem. Darshonim gedolim, it's very interesting, the Kefal Aloshin, Loi Omru Lahen Le Yisrael Chagiga Deiches HaShabbos. No, it's a kasha on them. But Al Kaponim, he has to do what his head tells him. So Mamele, he was Choylik with all Chachmei Yisrael. And in order not to find himself in the predicament that he won't have what to answer to Yohan Novi, so he left Yerushalayim, he was Yoshev Bedor. Let us see what Rashi says. Ben Dotoi Pirish Mina Chachomim Benivdal Mehem. He separated himself from the Chachomim. Neshoho Yoimim Mechagiga Abooso Doiche Shabbos. And he held it is Doiche Shabbos. V'yoshev loy bedorim rochoik miYerushalayim sheloy lalois l'regel. That he won't be a l'regel. V'yishchayiv bePesach mechagiga. V'kesova chagiga choiva v'afilu b'merube. He held chavir like this. He would have an eitzah. He could have mamanavshech. If he held that, if he would hold chagiga is not a choiva, so he won't bring a chagiga. If he holds, it's only bring it b'muit when there's not enough people. So bring it. So make sure you don't accept too many menuyim on your kolben Pesach and don't bring a chagiga. No, he held the chagiga is a choiva filu b'merube. He held you mechuyev to bring a chagiga yudalet. He held chagigas yudalet as doiche Shabbos. So Memele, in order to avoid himself from this embarrassing question, which he was afraid El Yonovi is going to ask, Bibnei ma loy chagaktam chagige, so he left Yerushalayim. Now the Shaila is, what did he accomplish by leaving Yerushalayim? He left Yerushalayim, v'yoshav bedor. Now, the Minchas Chinuch asks, the Rishash asks, there's a ptur of Kolben Pesach of Derech Rechoike. Fine. So on Kolben Pesach there's such a ptur. But on Mitzvah Soila Regal there's no ptur of Derech Rechoike. So he has to say this to be Oila Regal. There's a mitzvah to be Oila Regal. So what did he accomplish? I mean, Dosh Hekazach Zechshinish from Eliyahu HaNovi. Eliyahu HaNovi is going to ask him, I want you Oila Regal. But what is he going to say? So the Minchas Chinuch, the only way he understood this Rashi was that Dorim was in Chutzlaretz. We had a Shvere Tosfos on the Gimel Amud Beis that says that a person who lives in Chutzlaretz is potter from Kolben Pesach Kemoy Meriye. Tosfos says a Psachidish that a person who lives in Chutzlaretz is not mechuyev to be Oila Regel. So Alam Mutzin Zich have Tosfos where Tosfos got it from. Zuk the Minchas Chinuch, you have the same problem in this Gemara. From here you see that L'chayre is this, he was potter to be Oila Regel by doing this. L'chayre, the Dvar Shmu brings down from the Meil Oilam, and what was the practicality in this Anhoge? What would be if we'd been Yerushalayim? We'd been Yerushalayim. Mekayim mitzvahs kolben Pesach, a big mitzvah. He could bring his chagiga, he could try to bribe a kohen there if he wants to be makhribit. If the kohen says no, it's a lachan onus. I mean, on him and Leo, no, we won't have any tainus. I mean, I tried my best, but I'm honest, they tunish. In Lechere, what he did, Lechere, he made it more difficult for them. By doing what he did, he was mafkiya mitzvahs. Good, he's potter. Maybe if he's potter to be Oila Regel, as a Derech HaChoike, that's better than an honest, maybe. That was his cheshbon. If he is in Yerushalayim, so then he's mechuyev b'chagiga, and he's an honest. He didn't want to have a ptur honest. Maybe if he gives some more money to the kohen, who knows. So memele, he didn't want to be in Yerushalayim. So like this, if he's a Derech HaChoike and he's potter Oila Regel, maybe Al Kaponim does a potter. It's better to be potter than to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Oila Regel, to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Pesach, and to be an Onus and Kolben Chagige. Yeah. So Memele, that was the story with Ben Dotoi. Omar Rav, my time at the Ben Dotoi. What's the time of Ben Dotoi? The Ben Dotoi holds that Chagig is Deiche Shabbos. Where did he get this from? The Rav, the Chsiv, v'zavachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecho, tzoynu boka. Yishech the Pesach, tzoynu boka. Also wenn der Teues, weil er ein Pesach alle meine Kvossim und meine Isim. You don't bring Bocker für Kolben Pesach. Hele Zoin, Ze Pesach. Bocker, Zu Chagige. Aber Rachmone, wie so wacht der Pesach. So lechere, you learn like there's a Hekish, whenever you shech the Pesach, you shech Bocker with it, you shech the Chagige with it. So we make Shchitas HaBocker and Shchitas HaPesach. So Memele, so you see close, so just like Pesach is Deiche Shabbos, Chagig is also Deiche Shabbos. That was Pshat and Ben Dotoy. Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi had a very canoistic Taine and Rav. Banan, Taime, the Prushim, Neko, the Nifrish. Are you going to say Pshat, this is a person hat sich abgeteilt von allen Chachma Yisrael, and you're gonna be a Melech Yoshef, and you're gonna find a Drosche that's like him, this person is 1,000% wrong. He was Chaylik and Chachma Yisrael. So you're gonna find a Pasuk from him, Taima de Prushim, a person who is Peirish, as she says, Taima de Prushim, Chilakach, Tzchach, the Livra Shemekrois, Acha Taime, Amavdile, Min HaChachomim, a person who's marveled themselves, mina chachamim, you're gonna make a drash for him? We have to make a drash for such a person? Verkehrt, we have to say the pasuk zich isn't saying what he said. I watch on the pasuk. Ele krolich drav nachmen dos. Namarav nachmen, namarabu barabu. Minayin le moisar a pesach shekorav shlom. And that's shot in the pasuk. We had a korban pesach. And for some reason you could not be makriv it. It got lost. You makriv a different kolben. Now you found it after Pesach. So what do you do now with this kolben Pesach? Or let's say you are mafresh money for a kolben Pesach. And later there was a tremendous, you were able to buy a kolben Pesach very cheap. So you have left over moist that was mafresh, you mafresh le kolben Pesach, and what you do with the rest of the money, which is hugdish le Pesach. Menayim le maisa Pesach shekorab shlomim. Shenemar v'zavachto Pesach la'ashem aloi kecho tzoynu boko. V'chi Pesach min ha'boko bo, v'loi Pesach bo min ha'kvosim min ha'izim, ala moisa ra Pesach, something that was nitrash for kolben Pesach, Yele dover habo min ha-tzoin o min ha-boka. A moiser ha-pesach is min ha-tzoin o min ha-boka. That means with the moiser you buy korbonis which can be used from tzoin and boka. That's gematria shlomi. So you moiser pesach becomes a shlomi. Let us see Rashi. Moiser ha-pesach bein shehifrish pisroi v'ovad he lost the Kolben Pesach and his kaper ba'acher v'achar kach nimtza zeh bein shifrish mois lo pischoi v'cholik dushes Pesach al kulon v'huzlu tloim, and then the tloim became all of a sudden very cheap v'ni toysch min ha-mois, you've left all the money shekor av shlomim, so now the money or the tlo is now nikra for shlomim b'moid al achar regl Dover habo min atzayin min aboka. So you use it for a kolben, which is bo min atzayin min aboka, haino shlomim. Shekshayrim lovay mikol tzayin mikol boko, zochel mikedu. Period. Frag the Gemara, the Rabbonon, who are chulik, and ben dotoy, they hold Chagige is not Doiche Shabbos. By time, Eloi Doiche Shabbos. Why isn't it Doiche Shabbos? Or why by Kolben Tzibur? It's a Kolben Tzibur. So Rashi says, Amai Eloi Doiche Shabbos, Vapilu Chagige is Chamisha also, or why by Kolben Tzibur, the Osi Bechnufye, Ki Pesach Uzman Kavu Alo. Now all of a sudden Rashi speaks about Chagigas Tezvot. And we'll see the Gemara later speaking about Chagigas Tezvot. Now, since when are we talking about Chagigas Tezvot? The whole Gemara was speaking about Chagigas Yudalet. So the Magine Shloime wants to say, and by saying this pshat we'll try to alleviate some of Tosfos Kashas on Rashi, so Magine Shloime says as follows. that Ben Dotoi held that Chagige, the Chagige is Deiche Shabbos. Chagige Deiche Shabbos. So what does that mean? So the Emerson, Begin Shlomo says that Rashi held Chagige Deiche Shabbos means there are two Chagiges which are brought. The Chagige Shidalad, Chagige Stetzvot. And he said Chagige Deiche Shabbos, he means the Shem Chagige is Deiche Shabbos. Chagige Shidalad is Deiche Shabbos, Chagige Stetzvot is Deiche Shabbos. He brought a raya from Chagige Shidalad. The Pasuk is speaking about Chagige Shidalad. His whole action was only Negeya Chagigas Yudalad. Because Chagigas Yudalad, it didn't have an Eitzah. If he'd be in Yerushalayim Yen Yudalad, he wouldn't be Makrev HaChagigas. He didn't want to be there Yen Yudalad. And Chagigas Tazvah, if they hold it's not Deiche Shabbos, so he's not in too much of a predicament. Chagigas Tazvah, he has Tashlumim Kol Shiva, so he could bring it Chalamay, Chagigas Tazvav did not bother him. Chagigas Yudalad bothered him. So therefore, the Gemara Tona was speaking about Chagigas Yudalad, because that's why he left Yerushalayim, because of Chagigas Yudalad. The drosha that he had brought that it's Deiche Shabbos is from Chagigas Yudalad, but he held that all Chagigas have the same halacha. Hukshe Chagigas Ladodi. He held Chagigas Tazvav is also not Deiche Shabbos. It's also Deiche Shabbos. So now the Gemara is asking al kaponim where chaylik on chagigas yudalit. No, chagigas yudalit could be it's not a chayva, it's not. So mameile where chaylik on ben dutoi. But a chagigas tazvav seems we're also chaylik. That was ishtek teira. Why isn't chagigas tazvav teiche shabbos? That's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbanim, my time aloi dochi shabbos.